done.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday?
Yes, it's only Tuesday. And it is
July 3rd.
Yeah, but you know what? I think tomorrow I'm really just gonna take it easy.
Yeah, dude. Welcome. I cannot feel my body.
Woo!
Yep. True story.
And I can't feel my legs or my right hand because they're sore.
Yeah.
From all the painting.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. It was a good time.
It was.
You and your husband came over to my house yesterday and we decided to paint the fun thing known as the living room / hallway /
Yeah. Looks
vaulted ceilings. Did I mention that?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was my favorite part.
Pillars galore. My favorite part was enclosed in that little box up there that's supposed to be like, I don't know what that's supposed to be.
People who build houses just really like boxes because I find a lot of them.
Yeah. But like people really don't like cool colors because maybe it's because they build all these crazy cool structures in homes. Then they decide we should just paint everything white so we can spray it so that we don't actually have to get in the cracks and crevices.
That's really smart.
Because it was really hard yesterday. Oh, it hurts. My whole body hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And Kelly doesn't feel sore at all.
Really?
Yeah. I don't understand. I'm like, wow, you're so strong.
He's a worky outer kind of guy, isn't he?
Not really.
No?
Not consistently.
He seems like it. So, you know.
But it was good.
Yep.
We painted.
Mm-hmm.
The house looks wonderful, or the living room.
Sort of. I had to tear out all the carpet and linoleum yesterday.
That's probably why you're sore.
That's probably why I'm sore. Yeah, because I'm that guy who doesn't like to ask for help normally. So mm-hmm. I was so glad you guys came to paint because I did the carpet and linoleum by myself and rolled it all up and like, I got this, and then tried to walk it outside.
And it like fell over.
It took me like 15 minutes to drag it outside. And just get it to my garage. Like, it was heavy.
It's called pride?
Yes, it is. Because I refused to call anyone. I wasn't going to call my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
I had to take care of that myself.
I think I'm sore from going up and down the ladder about a whole 17 times,
mm-hmm.
which is not a lot. And then, as well, I had to hold a security system.
Yeah.
In my hand for at least 20 minutes.
Which was because I didn't want to undo all the wiring. So that was my favorite part. Is you standing there just holding this box because you couldn't put it down because the wall was wet. So it's like, just hold that right there.
Yeah.
Yes. It was perfect. Thank you. Don't move.
I was so worthless last night.
Do not move. No, that was important. Because that wall looks amazing and there's no scuff marks and there's no like...
Oh yeah, you know, I do what I can.
Paint spots, and there's no paint spot on the alarm system that we have, so...
Very true.
It still looks good. I put it back on the wall. Looks great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Blasty blast.
Yeah, now, needless to say, we're all sore this morning. How's Chrissy?
She is amazing. What did she do?
She totally painted half of a pillar.
She did, and she instructed very well.
Yeah.
But after you guys left, she decided, okay, well, let's get the curtain rods and the, you know, because that section we had painted 2 days ago, so it was dry enough now. So we put everything back on, and she had just went out and bought all these new curtains that she was really excited for. And remember, we measured them, and yeah, it looks great. And then so she threw them in the washer and the dryer, and
it was like,
this is perfect. And she stuck them on, and they shrunk about a foot. Yeah.
Oh, that's just iron them.
Dude. Bleep! Bleep, 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 bleep! You do not anger a pregnant woman. Curtains. And so...
How dare you, curtains!
Yeah, so part of my job today is going back to the place that she bought them. I'm not going to say what it is, but it rhymes with Dome Hippo. And proceed to let them know that those curtains are a disaster.
Yeah.
Even though they promised they wouldn't shrink. They shrunk about a foot.
It's
seriously.
Because they were only like
horrible.
They were like half an inch off the ground.
Yeah,
so that was perfect.
No. Yeah. So it was great right up until she put them on after she washed them. And she was so mad.
Well, She followed the directions.
She did. So, yeah, didn't work out.
I'm sorry.
Didn't work out. Dang. So, we have to go take those back.
What an awful end to a great night.
It was still great. Dude, how about that lightning last night?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Really? For lightning? Because I jumped like 17 times and was terrified. I was like,
I
no.
Love it. I love
no,
it.
No, thank you.
I love it.
Oh, no. No.
That
the rain was
thunder.
Cool, but no, because Jack and, well, no. Oh. Luke is like a brick. Blink, out. He doesn't care. But Jack kept coming in. So we're safe, right? Like, we're good? I mean, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. But, the lightning's not going to kill us, right? No, the lightning's not going to kill you, son. You can go back to bed. We're safe in this house, okay? It's okay. Go back to bed. All right. And then, it was like God was throwing a rave because it was so bright.
It really
it's
was.
Like, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
Turn off the jams. Put the DJ to bed. It's time to go to sleep.
Complaining?
I was a little complaining. Yeah. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Shane. Dude, pretty funny, though, because I was loving it. We were sitting out back, my wife's dying in the new yard, and, dude, it was raining so hard, and it was awesome.
No.
I agree.
And then we go inside, and I'm like, why don't we leave the blinds open so we can see the lightning while we go to sleep? And she's like, it's too bright. It was like the same conversation.
Yeah, dude, it was so bright. I was not stoked. I was not having it.
Yeah, Allison is in the same boat. If there's like a flicker of light, and see, I'm like, dude, let's burn a candle, and like, it'll be beautiful, and I'll sleep in the flickering candlelight, and it'll be amazing. And she's like, no, we need to shut that off.
Dude, for real, I needed welder's goggles. It was so bright. It wasn't like mood lighting. It was like straight up lightning striking. Zeus was fighting Ares in the sky. And I needed welder's goggles.
Was at his forge. Yeah,
dude.
For sure.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. So.
It was awesome, dude. And you know what? I love the smell, dude.
Yeah, the smell was great. Yeah.
Walked outside. But anyway. All right, man. Well, you guys have a great day.
Love you, Shane.
Bye.
Ready?
Yeah.
Shane! Haven't done that in a while.
I know.
So anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed the lightning and the thunder. I woke up this morning. I'm like, man, I feel like I'm in Costa Rica. Nothing is dry.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy, right?
Yeah.
Which is perfect when you're painting walls and then you want the walls to dry and everything's just sticky. Yeah, it's great.
It's really cool.
Perfect.
It's optimal drying time.
I kept like trying to get our dog down the hallway because he's got such a huge tail that it wags. Yeah. I'm like, stop wagging it now! Because it kept wagging and it was hitting the walls. And so I was like holding his tail, trying to get him through the door to Jack's room. Once he was in there, it was totally cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, 6:17 now, and it's Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, it is.
And we are hanging out this morning, hurting.
Yeah.
Hurting. But I thank my co-host right there. High five.
That was a good one.
That was good times yesterday.
Yeah.
Painting a home. And now we're indebted to you. So now when you guys want to paint your house, we're stuck. Now we have to. We can't say no.
Oh, that's funny. You're busy today because we're painting. Just kidding.
I can't. I still have to pull out all the carpet and linoleum in the hallway.
No, we will not be painting for at least 3 days.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm down with that. I have an extra bucket of gray if anybody wants it.
Olive's gray.
Olive wood gray. Or
good
something
stuff.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, something you want to hear, 505-338-3700. Latest from Switchfoot for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
6:26.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
That's what time it is.
All right. I'm going to put it on this one.
Okay. Okay.
Further, just to see.
Okay.
Ah, Steve-O and Mitch. Did I mention that?
Yeah, no. I actually don't remember.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, well, you're brave. You're still standing. I'm already sitting down.
Yeah, yeah. It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday coming up.
The 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Billiam, our music director, is going to be in here. Apparently, a darn good New Music Tuesday today.
Wow.
That's what he said.
I'm excited then.
He didn't say darn good. He just said it's going to be a good New Music Tuesday.
Oh, so he said it normal and then
And then I...
And then you try to make it more exciting?
Try to make it really exciting. Yeah.
But that didn't fail.
Apparently, there's a lot of new music that's really, really good that we're going to be listening to today. Can't do it. And we're going to be adding a bunch of good stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'm excited. Did I mention it is the day before 4th of July?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You didn't mention that.
July 3rd today.
Well.
So, and being that it's July 3rd, actually we do this regularly all the time. Doesn't matter what day it is, but some birthdays today.
Oh, good. For July 3rd.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
One of the most important birthdays in all the universe. One of the greatest actors of all time.
Tom Cruise.
How did you know?
Because it sounds like Top Gun.
Good job.
Okay.
It is. Okay, now guess how old he is. Do you know? Like, you're like weird about the celebrities. You know all the crazy celebrity.
Oh, that's funny, because no, I don't.
Gossip and all that stuff. You're always telling me about that.
Him and Katie are over.
Yeah, it's not a good birthday celebration. Not a good birthday surprise for him.
Surprise, we're done.
Like, hey, house is empty. No, how old do you think he is?
You know, I honestly think he's probably in his either late 40s or early 50s.
So what would you say? Give a good middle ground if you had to.
I want to say that he's 54.
I came so close to hitting the little
thing. I want to say that he's 53.
No.
I want to say that he's 55.
No. Nope.
I want to say that he's 52.
No.
51.
No.
50.
Yay. Good job, man.
Thanks.
It only took you 50 tries.
Or six.
So.
Six tries.
Wow.
Five.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is 50 years old today. Also, today's birthday, Harrison Schmitt.
Oh, good.
Do you know who that is?
He was Harrison Ford's stuntman in all of his
movies.
Because
they had the same
name.
First name.
It's weird how they did that.
It was amazing.
He doesn't look anything like him, probably.
He was a former U.S. senator from New Mexico.
Okay.
He was also a geologist.
Uh-huh.
A university professor. And he walked on the moon. Well, I mean,
what?
He walked on the spongy soundstage that looked like the moon.
So, someone from New Mexico got to walk on that stage?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. How much money do you think they paid them to never say anything for the rest of their life? I'm just kidding.
They didn't pay him anything. They said, if you say anything,
no
one's going to believe you, and then we're going to have to kill you. That's what they said.
You watch way too many movies, as do I. I'm not really bought into the whole conspiracy theory
that we
didn't land on the moon. But my good friend Joey Belleville...
He's convinced we didn't.
Convinced. He saw some stupid documentary that can like convince you of anything. And no. But the way the sand comes up over the horizon, or I don't know. He was trying to tell me. I'm like, dude, it's the moon. How do you know? Because, bro... Look, the gravity of this area. No, that's Earth, man. That's soundstage. There are people that really believe we've never been on the moon.
We've had great. What is it like backgrounds and everything? Then since what? When was the last time? First time, like 1940 something.
40 something? Really?
When did we first land on the moon?
1940 something. Yes. It was during the World War II. That we decided we should get out of here and go to space.
I don't know.
As Americans.
I fell asleep in history class every day.
Wow. Stever.
Hey.
Did you hear that?
You know what I didn't hear was the bump, 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 bump. Wow.
Yeah.
History class was second period every single
day
for me, and I'd fall asleep. That was my time. I had just gotten done with breakfast.
You don't remember history class watching President Kennedy saying by the end of the decade, we want to be on the moon?
I don't remember... ever watching that, because we never watched that.
If I had to take a wild guess.
See, wait, no, when did that happen?
I'll tell you what year.
I want Steve-O to guess.
You want me to guess?
No,
I'll guess.
Steve-O.
I'll guess.
No.
1972.
1969.
So much closer.
Oh, man. Who hired you guys?
1969. Yes, because one of the first questions asked in the interview was, when did people go to the moon?
And I just didn't remember.
I was thinking of Apollo 3, 1972. That's what I was thinking of. I don't remember. remember. I don't know either, obviously. But come on, the 40s?
That what? Was like World I said War 49.
II. Yeah, that was like World War II. So we had
no,
the technology
no.
to go
World
to
World War
space.
II was over in 48.
Dude, look at you. I'm going to high-five that and pretend like I knew that, too.
Yeah.
Totally knew that.
Totally over.
Wow.
Done.
School did me good. Did me good that their school there did. Wow.
I love phonics.
What?
Just kidding. That really is a great program.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. It's going to be one of those days.
I think so.
Yeah. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
That didn't work out.
No.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Welcome to Static Radio.
No.
Oh, I'm going crazy.
We
you keep talking.
Okay. Well, how about I do traffic?
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do right there.
Okay. Because there's only one thing I got to talk about in traffic today.
Really?
Yeah.
That helps. Check this out.
Apparently, there's construction work on I-40 between Unser and Coors, and there will always be construction work there.
Yeah.
And various places throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep an eye out. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, who is open today.
Woo!
4001 Asuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, or, of course, 505-338. No. Yes. 3669.
Yeah.
That's 505-338-3669. Can you tell it's like the day before vacation day?
Yeah.
Because it kind of seems like that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Is it's like short time syndrome? Is that what it's called?
Short what?
Yeah, you have short time syndrome.
Where everything it seems a lot.
You're a short timer, so you know your time is short, so you're like thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow on vacation day?
No, I don't have that syndrome.
You don't have that syndrome?
No.
What are you planning on doing with your day off?
I don't know. We didn't really plan.
What?
Well,
come on. It's like a vacation day.
I know, and I haven't really thought about it yet.
Gonna get up. Gonna eat some breakfast. Gonna hang out. I'm actually gonna put tile in, so I don't know.
I'm
not the most excited person in the world.
Yeah, I'll probably go on a walk.
Are you a shopper?
Yeah.
You gonna go shopping maybe?
Maybe.
Hang out, have some fun, explore the world.
Depends.
Go shopping.
Maybe.
Check it out, dude. I've got a list for you then because, let's be honest, this day and age, it's really difficult to throw down serious cash for anything.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's really difficult, especially when I shop. I'm a thrift shopper.
See, exactly.
Okay.
Thrift shopping is good. However, I have a list of the 20 things you should never thrift shop.
Oh, good.
And or buy used because there's really, really, really good reasons.
Okay.
Yeah. Buying used obviously can save you a ton of money.
Yeah.
However, I got 20 things you should never buy used. Number one, cribs.
There's, you know, that's it. I think that's like a hit or miss.
Not for the reason you would think, actually. Cribs, especially the drop side kind, are frequently on recall lists. And so if you buy something old and used, it could be that it was one that was like cutting baby's fingers off.
Oh, okay. That just
there was actually hurt. Just a recall recently for a child's, what are those things? Stroller.
Yeah.
Because the fold-up-y, yeah.
It folded think. Up by
yeah.
itself?
Yeah. So.
Oh, no.
Which brings us to number two. Child car seats.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to buy that secondhand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to. I mean, if I had to, I guess.
Ever. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says child car seats can be safely reused after minor crashes.
Oh, what? No.
But it recommends that car seats be replaced after moderate crashes.
Well, I just hope I'm never in a car crash with a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Except
all this stuff is like, to me, seems obvious. Helmets?
Yeah, because you can't even like drop a helmet without having to replace it.
Right,
like,
exactly.
For real.
There you go. See, so. You know, laptops. I'm going through this quickly.
Laptops.
Video cameras.
Okay.
Mattresses?
Ew. Someone probably wet the bed 1,000 times.
Oh, sweet. It was actually more for, like, bed bugs, but you can go down that road if you want. Nasty.
Bed bugs.
Shoes.
Okay. Oh.
Makeup.
I totally buy shoes.
HDTVs.
Okay.
Hats. Yeah. Ugh. Head lice. Yeah.
Sweat. Thanks. I'm just thinking sweat.
Swimsuits.
Ugh. That's like buying underwear.
Blech. Vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
Tires.
Why not vacuums?
Vacuums can be subjected to a lot of wear and tear, which can lead to costly repairs. Considering you can buy a new vacuum for less than $100 these days, it isn't worth the risk to buy a used one. Booyah!
I bought a used one and it works great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we have a rug. A rug that needs to be vacuumed.
Now, why didn't you get like a little dust vac like me?
I have dogs.
Oh, right. Okay.
Doesn't cool. work.
Tires. I don't know why anybody would buy tires used.
Nope.
Software.
No.
No. DVD players?
That's illegal, isn't it? Buying
no,
software?
Not necessarily. Stuffed animals?
Okay, I wouldn't do that.
Ugh,
that'd be so... How? No. Nope.
I just thought of a baby, like, chewing on
a teddy
bear.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
ear.
Thinking. Like, how many mouths was that? Mm-mm.
Blenders?
Oh, weird. Okay, I wouldn't think about that.
Old blenders can have nearly invisible bits of food stuck in the underside of the blades and in the blending bowl, and since you can buy a new blender pretty cheap, just... Go
yeah, they're
for
like
the
$13.
Nice one. Yeah. Costume jewelry.
Okay.
They can contain substances such as nickel, cadmium, and lead. The problem was so prevalent that testing by the National Center for Environmental Health in 2004 led to the recall of more than 150 million pieces of jewelry for kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't buy that stuff ever.
And also pet food and treats.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Dude. It is July 3rd.
It is July 3rd.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Freedom Celebration right here at Calvary of Albuquerque, and there's going to be a fireworks display.
Yes.
Snakes and sparklers.
Woo!
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Head out to the East parking lot for the snakes and sparklers.
It's probably going to be a little better than that.
The wind blows.
Just a touch. Yeah. Oh, the wind blew my snake away. Snakes were awesome when you were a little kid.
I loved snakes. And yeah. They have a very distinct smell.
They do, right?
You're like, who has the snakes?
Yeah, it's called cancer.
Oh, that's probably
seriously.
You're probably right.
You're inhaling like burning plastic smell.
Yeah.
That's seriously what it is.
It was so cool.
Yeah, being the 4th of July is tomorrow, what are you going to be doing? 505-338-3700. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I am stoked that, dude, it's one of my favorite holidays because it's time to go blow stuff up. And actually not so much out here.
And it just rained.
Because everything's on fire. Stever?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, sorry.
How's it go?
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have the radio booth set up out there.
That's right.
We are.
We're going to have balloons for the kids.
Hanging out, rocking some awesome balloons.
We're trying to get balloons for the kids. We've got to get a helium tank still.
Yeah, and the wind, man. I mean.
And we're going to have the new static paper set up out there. So
yeah,
that's right.
It's going to be great.
Static stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
Stuff like that. And you're going to be out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
So if you want to
go meet him.
Company Stever.
He's a lovely person.
Yeah.
He's lovely. if you are not following us on Instagram, you need to get to our Instagram. It's MyStaticRadio. And start following us there. We post some funny photos. And one of my favorites, if not my favorite, is...
The one that you took.
The one that I took with Stever and his fortune from his fortune cookie. Quite brilliant, if I do say so myself. Switching back. So, yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, but coming right back in L7 o'clock, hour O in Spanish.
We do have a request as well.
Really?
House of Heroes.
All right.
JD wants to hear House of Heroes, and the song is Touch This Light.
Yeah, except we played that at 6 o'clock.
Come on,
what,
JD.
What, you weren't listening?
No.
You weren't listening at 6? Come on, JD. We just may have to play some House of Heroes anyways because I'm a fan.
How about All I Want for Christmas?
I was thinking more like Valley of the Dying Sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of that on the way back. And coming up, there's a dilemma.
Oh.
There is a pandemic.
Was that supposed to give me a clue as to what it's about?
A pandemic?
Yeah.
There is an epidemic There is a... What's another word? With men.
Okay. Dilemma, I guess. I don't know.
Do the words BronyCon mean anything to you?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought they would. That doesn't help you in any way, shape,
yeah,
or form.
Yeah, it does.
We're going to talk about this epidemic that is going around with men and women's beauty products. We're also going to talk a little bit about BronyCon and this how we can help man people up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about this.
Okay.
On the way back. And, of course, some requested House of Heroes. You want to get your request on 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right back. It's House of Heroes. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There was a time in the 1960s where everyone sang...
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. It is Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, it is.
Hanging out.
Talking about
stuff, life, Thebes on Facebook. Woke up late,
arrived
at work late. It's not an awesome day. We're gonna talk about not awesome things right now. First word you heard, BronyCon.
So,
and yeah,
what.
I'm not stoked, dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm not stoked to talk about this. The phone number is 505-338-3700. But we need to talk about an epidemic that is happening right now. You look like a lady. You look like a lady. I don't even know how to approach this. But apparently the... number of men buying women's beauty products for themselves has gone up, man, 76% in the last 2 years.
So, tell me.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years?
Last 2 years.
In the last 2 years, have you bought any women's makeup?
Makeup? No.
Or products?
No, I haven't even done that for my wife. That's like her.
Are you sure?
Her deal. Yeah, like, I'm sure.
Okay.
Why? Do you know something I don't know? Like, did you text Chrissy?
Oh.
You're like, oh no, I know something. I've got something.
Well, have
on
you
him.
Ever have you had to wear makeup?
Ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the past 2 years. Besides for like dressing up as like a zombie.
Oh, okay.
Not,
yeah.
Not
besides
like that.
Dressing up as a zombie, or for like television stuff where I had to wear like face stuff. For the camera, no. Unless I've had to. Okay. Static.
Dude, shalom. I'm wearing makeup right now.
Yeah. Cool boy from Cruises, what is up?
Dude, I appreciate the CDs and the comic books, bro.
Yeah, man.
Man, great. My son's going to love the books. I'm about to pop in the letter black and listen to that for the day.
Nice, dude. I feel like that's like backfiring on us because you're not going to be listening to us because we won CDs.
You know what? I can wait because I can wait till the show's over.
There you go.
Hey, I had to buy my wife some, you know, one time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some.
That's the worst.
Have you ever done that?
And it was,
yes.
And the kid that rung me up was looking at me like, really? He's,
yeah.
And he even said, dude, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's messed up.
The things you do when you're married.
I would do anything for love.
Wow. Thanks, Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Mitchloaf. That's your new nickname.
Mitchloaf.
Mitchloaf.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're obviously not for you.
Obviously.
It doesn't... It's... Oh, my... it's almost... I'm trying to compare something a woman would have to buy for a man, but I really can't.
Yeah.
What?
So it's like, you, Mitch,
underwear?
You just don't understand. And then she has an attitude about it.
A jock strap?
Oh, really? Yeah, so I don't think there's
on your way home from work, can you please pick me? And I'm like, no, honey, babe, you're right around the corner. I'll be off in about an hour. You just go take care of it. And then,
we can't leave. It can't happen.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say? That's true love right there.
Have you ever done that, Steve-O?
I have had to do that many a times. multiple times I've had to go and buy my wife things for wife things.
But this is also, I just want you guys to know that this is a form, a level of trust that you have attained with your wife, because she is trusting you to get the right thing.
Here's what sucks the most, okay? Because I'm standing in the aisle and there's there's 117,000 different kinds, types, brands, etc.
And then the girl's also looking.
So I'm on my cell phone in the aisle going, okay, wait, do you want, which ones, do you want the ones with wings? What do you need? Do you need the, what do you need? Do you need the,
you write it down. You don't do that.
The supers? The duper duper green ones? Or the,
oh, no.
It's the worst.
That is insane.
Bull Boy from Cruises, we love you.
Later. Love you guys.
All right, later. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
It's like trying to be on that aisle, and then there's another guy on that aisle.
Yeah. You don't even want to make eye contact.
And trying to keep your man card.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then it's kind of like trying to drink, like, out of a straw at a like, out of, you know, when you have, like, a soda at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they give you a straw. Like, how can you be a man and drink out of a straw?
I don't. I will never drink out of a straw. I kid you not.
Next time, here's what I want you to do. Okay, put the straw in and do your very best to be manly drinking out of the straw.
You can't.
Try your hardest.
This is why I can't drink out of a straw. Especially if you're not paying attention, because then you're trying to get the straw and you're like doing the, like, searching for it with your tongue thing. Oh, it's the worst.
Look at it with your eyes.
Oh, there it is. All right, sweet. I was way off.
That is so funny.
505-338-3700. Thank you, Stever. By the way, yeah, what we started to talk about was the number of men buying women's beauty products for themselves. The increase in the number of men doing that has gone up at an alarming rate.
I actually know someone who had had to buy something for themselves.
Themselves?
Just on Sunday. Yeah, it was a guy. What?
Just kind of, you know, talking to the microphone.
I didn't. Oh, I was looking around.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was. It was a few friends of ours.
Okay.
And they were over at our house, and our cat totally attacked him. But he was picking the cat up and was like trying to, like, oh, you're so cute. And she's like, meow, poof, and like totally got him on the nose. So he had to go, and he had to do public speaking on Sunday. So
he bought makeup?
So he was like, I'm just going to go over and I need to buy this because I look like Satan with my nose all scratched up.
What a man would do is use that as an illustration for hilarity's sake and rock the cut on your nose.
That's what I told him. I said it doesn't look bad.
I hope he's listening. Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
I can't complain.
Oh, good. Well, my husband buys fingernail polish.
Fingernail polish?
For what?
For himself.
Is it clear?
No. He buys great colors. But he uses it as model paint. Because it's cheaper. You can get the really off crazy brands. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay.
Those crazy off brands. You can get those a lot cheaper than model paint.
Okay.
And so. And you can get great colors. And so, yeah, I go to Walmart with my husband and we buy him fingernail polish.
Okay, that's okay.
That's less weird for the simple fact that you then followed that up with four models because he paints with them, and that's okay.
Yeah, but it's weird to buy fingernail polish like for your
husband.
Yeah, and still, it's like he's buying like those weird like turquoise blue glitter weird.
I promise you. Still not nearly as weird as us husbands having to go buy lady things for the wife.
Now, I actually cut off the top of my lady things and send my husband.
Top.
So he knows exactly what he's looking for.
That is a great idea.
It's small enough. You can just put it in his wallet or whatever, and it's like, see?
Becky, you're brilliant.
That is amazing.
Thank you so much for the call, because now I'm going to use that one because that helps tremendously.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My job is done. Okay, all right. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's so funny because we started talking about one thing and it's completely moved on. Love and Death, song called Chemicals, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. What's up?
Hey.
You waiting for me to talk?
Yeah, I was just gonna wait for you to finish the spiel, but I'll do it. 7:35 in the morning.
It is. It is Tuesday. It's July 3rd. Tomorrow.
It's Tuesday.
Holiday. Celebrating our independence from Hogwarts.
Mm.
No.
Did you go to history class?
I did. Anytime I think of the British, I think of Hogwarts.
from the Hogwarts.
Yes, from Hogwarts. Yes. It's a school.
I was just making fun of you and how you said Tuesday. Yeah. I didn't even care.
Tuesday.
But hold on.
I say Tuesday.
Say, I'm going to the store on Tuesday.
I'm going to the store on Tuesday.
Oh. Hmm.
What?
Because I thought you would say just T-O-T-U.
I'm going to the store?
Well, cause you say,
why would I say that?
Because you say Tuesday. It's the same.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It is not the same because it's T-U-E.
Yeah, two.
Boy named Sue. You're right. No, this is true. All right.
Anyway.
Talking about the number of men. Number of men buying women's beauty products for themselves has gone up 76% in the last 2 years. We're talking cleansers, moisturizers, eye creams, makeup. Nail polish? I don't understand it either. But according to the website Hot Look, in just the past 2 years, there's been a 76% increase in the number of men buying women's beauty products for themselves. Phone number is 505-338-3700. Hello?
Yeah, you know, I'm a bachelor and I never could understand this. One, the girls, they put that stuff on what comes out after birth. They make the makeup out of it.
Yeah.
That really blew me away. It's like, okay, this is McNasty. Really McNasty. But about a month ago, I was reading something, and this blew my way. You know, I'm a bachelor. And they actually use that cream what we use around our rear end on their face to tighten the skin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope you will tell me something like this before I kissed you on your cheek. You know what I mean?
I do. Oh, I do.
I think your co-partner there, Mitch, she's probably young enough where she doesn't go that extreme, but it's like, wow, I never knew this stuff, and it was... Oh, man, it put a whole new perspective on wanting to give somebody a kiss.
Yeah, man.
It's funny that that's what you thought about.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for calling in.
You have a good day.
All right, you too, David. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
I think this big increase is due to the upcoming tour, Motley Crue and Kiss.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that Motley Crue and Kiss are touring together?
That would be crazy.
So, yeah, dude. And maybe that does have something to do with it. The fact that, like, these big hair bands are, like, making a comeback in a big way. Dudes just feel the need.
Weird stuff. I don't understand it.
I don't either, man. Ever. So... thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, there's an epidemic.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
Okay, I got to go back to David, two callers ago. Okay. I don't even know if I want to go there. But he said something, and I just kind of skimmed past it and then realized, wait, did he just say what I think he said about what is used in makeup?
He said... you said it was afterbirth, right?
Yeah.
Like the placenta? Is that,
yes. Is that right?
I don't know if that's right.
You better look that up, because if that's right, I'm thoroughly freaked out right now.
I did just find a list. Top 10 products you didn't know are used in cosmetics.
Stand by. Static.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Warren?
I'm good.
Well, actually, I have something to tell you, but I really don't want to say it on air.
Uh-huh.
But, I have to tell you off the air or something. But I was just going to comment to that guy with the facial tightening cream.
Yeah.
You'll know as soon as you kiss him because his lips will start tingling. You'll be like, what's that special feeling?
Oh, man, that is so nasty. Unbelievable.
Right on, man.
There's something else that I want to tell you guys, but I don't want to say it on air. My buddy told me that he got back from Afghanistan.
Oh, no. Okay.
About a new trend that's coming, but I don't want to. If I
can
tell you guys off
the road. Okay. Hang on. Wow. Okay, great. I don't even know if I want to hear this because he's going to tell us this, and you've got the top 10 products you didn't know are used in cosmetics?
Yeah. It's safe to say these ingredients aren't the ones you'd probably think are in your cosmetics bag, but they are. So
okay.
Here's the top 10 list. 10, waste cooking oil.
Waste cooking oil?
Waste cooking oil.
Okay.
They found that by using the cooking oil, a certain something is created, which is then put into the cosmetics.
Blah.
So
okay.
That's cool. This, I don't know what this is. Pepper spray.
Oleor cicloclaskazosascasm.
Or pepper spray.
Or pepper spray. Yeah, sweet.
So that would be like why your lips tingle, probably. So this is probably...
Oh, gross. Yeah. I can't look at this list.
Chicken bone marrow. Just one of the many animal parts used in making cosmetics.
Sweet.
It is said that chicken bone marrow is full of glucosamine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Of course.
It's good. It promotes new healthy growth for a youthful look. So.
Chicken bone marrow.
Fish scales, I knew about
that.
That I knew.
In fish
lipstick.
Scales.
Yep. Lipstick's what makes it glitter. It's like the glitter.
It's disgusting, dude.
Cochineal dye?
I have no idea what that is.
Beetles.
What?
Beetles. Those are beetles. I'm sorry. It's in lipstick. That's disgusting.
Skip number five.
Yeah, can't say number five. Oh, I can't say that.
What is happening?
I'm going to skip number
six. I'm going to throw up.
Let's just skip number four as well.
Okay.
And I don't even know what this is, so forgive me. Oh. Are you reading?
Yes.
Can I say that?
Skip it!
A lot of stuff we can't say.
Oh, man. Yeah, number one.
Number one, human placenta. Okay.
It's true!
Human placenta is number one. If you're Tom Cruise, a mom, or a father brave enough to stay in the delivery room, you'd probably know what a placenta is, but doubt you want to remember or even know about it, even seeing it. Ugh, gross.
In makeup.
So it helps promote tissue growth, which is very effective in removing wrinkles. And if it's any better, our bodies don't become reliant upon products with human placenta because it's made with our biological structure. Both products that use animal placenta are another story. Gross.
Oh, man.
Gross.
505-338-3700, the phone number. The number of men buying women's beauty products for themselves has gone up 76% in the last 2 years. We're going to talk about BronyCon here in a minute. I'm thoroughly creeped out. Gonna play some Blink-182 right now. Song's called Up All Night, which is what I'm going to be thinking about everything that's in makeup. It's disgusting,
that's
dude.
Nasty.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Ah, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
There's still construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors, as well as more construction on San Mateo and Wyoming. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. 505-338-3669, the phone number. I highly recommend the Captain Americano, because it's good stuff.
Or a burro.
Or a burro, which we are deliciously enjoying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Kind of doesn't, huh?
Deliciously, no.
Enjoying the deliciousness.
Wait, hold on. What's this?
Of awesome.
Something appeared.
Uh-oh.
Something appeared.
Oh, there's been an accident.
There's an accident. It's not over. I don't know how to tell you where this is.
Oh, that's good.
Hold on. Accident Paseo at Barstow.
Oh, at Barstow.
And there's also another accident, on Wyoming at San Mateo or San Antonio.
Oh, that sucks because traffic's right there. And so it's already down to one lane. And then there's been an accident.
Because somebody was like, what's going on over there? And they
look. Boom! Oh.
That's where it is.
Weak sauce.
And what's this?
Pour it all over it.
More construction work on I-25 between Jefferson and Osuna and San Mateo.
Okay.
/ San Mateo.
Okay.
So.
At the exit.
Yeah, that's right here.
Yeah, at the exit.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
sorry.
Everywhere.
That's literally your
it's
look
It's spreading like a virus.
It is.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And we've been talking about, well, we were talking about the fact that men who rock lady makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, lady makeup.
You found out a lot today, didn't you?
I did. It's gone up 76% in the last 2 years. And I want to talk about something right now that I just want to, I don't even know what to say. But apparently there's something called BronyCon.
That sounds like...
Have you heard of this? BronyCon?
Not until just now.
Okay. A brony, all right, is a dude who is into the cartoon My Little Pony. It's a brony. Get it?
No. Not even kids are into that.
Well,
right?
Dale... This is from a Yahoo News story. You would think... I don't know. Thebes... His daughters love My Little Pony.
Really?
We went out to breakfast when they were in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
They had the little My Little Pony things. And I'm like, that's cool. Right on. And they were telling me what each one was and the special ones. And you can keep this one. I'm like, no, that's yours. You rock that little pony.
Thing. It's a good thing you let them have it.
Yeah, because apparently if I kept it, I would then be called a brony.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so here's the thing. I didn't really like My Little Pony growing up because they didn't do anything.
Right.
So I was, it
didn't
make noises.
But they have a show now. They have like wings and they fight, right?
I don't
know what they do.
You know more than I do.
According to this little sheet here, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. That's the name of the show. And it's gaining popularity among the dudes, bronies.
Among the dudes.
Dale Fjordenbottom, that's a real name. He's a My Little Pony fan.
That's his first problem.
In the photo, he's rocking a shiny blue bodysuit with a yellow lightning bolt blue
wings.
No,
he is not.
And a blue tail to prove it. I didn't actually rock that on that.
Go ahead and...
It's at Yahoo News.
Okay.
25-year-old college student turned out over the weekend for BronyCon Summer 2012.
Whoa, college student?
25-year-old college student.
Oh, this hurts.
At the Meadowlands Exposition Center, which drew about 4,000 dudes.
There's a BronyCon documentary.
In colorful wigs and costumes. That happened this last Saturday, too, down in Nob Hill, actually.
No, it did not.
Well, it wasn't BronyCon. It was the Pride Parade that was going on this last Saturday down in the Nob Hill area.
Yes. Saw that.
So, no. BronyCon. This is for bronies who love My Little Pony. He said, I thought about what people would say. It's creepy. It's weird. It's a show for girls. But the truth is, it's just a great show. The storyline, the plot, the beautiful animation. Bronies.
You can volunteer.
Oh, man. I don't even want to know. Bronies say, I'm just misunderstood. We're getting a bad rap for the media. We just love the show. It's all about friendship, love, and tolerance.
Which is good, I guess. I mean,
they have no bad intentions, they say. Dale says, quote, I discovered there's nothing to be ashamed of for being a brony. 19-year-old James Pena of Long Island, New York said, people are into what they're into, and I love My Little Pony.
I'm so uncomfortable by this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was your first thought when you read this?
Dude, I can't say what my first thought was or my second or my third. I have little dudes.
Right.
6 and 8. My boys, my sons. And they're into Captain America, Avengers. Spider-Man comes out today.
Yeah.
I am sure we will go see that this week. I'm absolutely positive we will see that this week. However, if they were like, Dad, it's My Little Pony and I love it. I don't know what I'd do, to be completely honest.
Instead of having like Batman games, they had My Little Pony games.
Yeah, if they were like, dude, there's this new video game that came out and it's super amazing. And you play this unicorn with wings and you fly through and a rainbow trails out of your butt. And be like,
no.
Son, sit down. We need to talk.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, bro. You are a man. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Little 8-year-old.
Oh.
I don't know. 505-338-3700 is a phone number. This is definitely not my cup of tea. BronyCon. Little bronies. And they're using the word bro, which is like my word, to say
that's
pony.
A problem. Is that a
brony? It is a problem because they are not bros.
Like Broncos? Bro.
Bronies? I don't know, dude. It's really bumming me out. Static.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Well, I have a friend who's into My Little Pony, and it's really concerning. I don't know how to fix him.
He's a dude?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. All of us for school are like, bro, really, what's with the whole brony thing going on?
Does he know about BronyCon?
I don't know. I think he's out of the
country.
How close
are you and this friend?
We're pretty close, yeah. We've known each other for like 2 years.
So you consider yourself, would you consider him a bro?
Yeah, definitely.
He is a bro?
Yep.
Would you say he is a brony?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he's on the Facebook page, and he keeps ordering pictures and framing
them. Stop it right now!
Yeah.
Okay, what you do is you sit him down on a Sunday on the couch. You watch about 7 hours of football. You make him eat hot dogs. Actually, don't do that. Hamburgers.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to cure this, actually. I don't know, man! It is an epidemic!
You make him eat just raw meat.
All of my lady friends we're all trying to figure out how to like make him right again.
Did you just say all of my lady friends?
Well, I can't say like because girls can say guy friends, and like I can't say girlfriends because that's kind of weird sounding.
Okay.
So I've never figured out how to put that nicely. Like all of my female, I don't know,
friends who are females.
Yes, exactly, but that's too long. So.
Lady friends?
Lady friends.
I don't know how to help you, man. I feel lost, to be completely honest, because as I was reading all this morning, like, dudes buying makeup.
Yeah, this is weird.
Chicks
this is a weird
skincare
morning.
Products, and now BronyCon.
I'm overwhelmed.
Dudes who are into My Little Pony, I don't know what to do. Okay. You pull his man card. You make sure you pull all of the Erasure and the Cure and all of the other music that he's probably listening to right now. You make him listen to Blindside, watch some football. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or Reliant K or House of Heroes.
There you go, House of Heroes.
Yeah,
some good
yeah,
dudes.
They're coming here. I'm so excited.
I know.
They are.
In August.
Second.
Yeah, there it is, man.
Yep. Okay.
All right. We'll try and get some calls in for you to see what other people say about how to help your friend.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, man. All right. 505-338-3700. Help a static listener. Help his friend.
Yes.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Did that last caller really just pull the, so I have a friend?
Right.
He does have a friend.
I don't know. He seemed on the level, but he could be right. 9 times out of 10, when you're calling for a friend. Bronies! How do we solve this problem? Static.
I need to know the same thing.
Really?
But opposite. I have a 3 and 4 year old little girl.
Okay.
Who I would love if they would watch My Little Ponies, but instead they come in the living room like waving their hand in front of their face, saying, "You can't see me."
Oh no, John Cena!
They're not girls. They're so. I can't get them to do anything girly. They cry if I put pink on them.
Oh, dude, they sound like beautiful little girls.
Oh,
that sounds wonderful.
Girly. I need a brony.
Yeah, see, my poor wife, we have 2 boys, and then she's pregnant right now, and we found out recently it's a boy, so testosterone runs rampant in our household, so I am so sorry for you, because you actually have little girls, but they're awesome and love WWE, apparently.
Testosterone is still running rampant. We don't know where it's coming from.
You know, that's not a bad dude to be a fan of, because I was reading an article recently about specifically John Cena, and it was for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and there were like celebrities who are approaching like the 25 mark or the 50 mark as far as like having a Make-A-Wish Foundation events or helping people. He helps on average 100 to 200 kids a year. He's approaching his 500th Make-A-Wish Foundation appearance/event. And so no one even comes close to him. So he was number one. And reading all about it and just in the community and helping people. So John Cena is cool, and apparently little kids can see him.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the call. I solved nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
This is a dilemma.
Well, that's like Yo's little girls. They're super into like Avengers and, you know, Spider-Man and Batman and all of those things as well. And I don't know. But I think that's less of an issue than, say, dudes rocking My Little Pony.
Not little kids.
No, we're talking 25-year-old college students who are... Well, just experienced BronyCon Summer 2012. It's for boys and men who love My Little Pony. And I don't know. We got a guy call in say that his dude friend is way into My Little Pony.
I'm so confused.
We need to solve this problem.
Okay.
Static.
I have a solution. This is Lance.
What up, Lance?
Hey. Okay, so sit him down and make him watch My Little Pony for 48 hours straight.
Oh, Yeah,
the same episode. Maybe it's like even the same scene.
Yeah.
There you
go. It's going to be torture.
It's a Leopleurodon, Charlie.
A magical Leopleurodon.
Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
All right.
Or show them that video and say, this is how they really act.
This is what really happens. Oh, you took my kidney. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Where did we go wrong, society?
This is a world problem, and we need to solve it.
We do. Yeah. We do. BronyCon 2012. I'm anti. I'm taking it back. I'm taking the word bro back, okay? Yeah. No more using bro with My Little Pony. It just doesn't work. 505-338-3700, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hello?
I got the greatest idea.
Okay.
So we're going to take all of the bronies, and we're going to hook them up with those little girls who like John Cena, and we're going to have them play together for a while, and hopefully something rubs off on each other, so the guys start liking WWE.
We don't want our children to start rubbing on each other.
No. I didn't say rubbing. I said have the guys with the brony issue go with the girls who have the WWE thing.
Gotcha.
Got it.
All right.
You know, and have
them
do a boot camp or something.
Okay. A little brony boot camp.
A brony boot camp. That's right.
I like that. That's a good one. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, Billiam, our music director in studio, because it's New Music Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
We're going to be playing a lot of new music and gearing people up for the summer, right?
Yes.
I hear we got a lot of really good stuff this morning.
I'm excited.
I don't know that we solved the brony problem, but we're going to have to put that on the back burner for a minute as we hit up New Music Tuesday. So
good.
That is on the way. Also, the latest from the silent comedy. That's next. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Shiny Toy Guns. A song called Waiting Alone. Static Radio, good morning. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I need cop glasses every time I hear this song.
Right?
Like those big old... What are they called?
Aviators.
Aviators.
Aviators and a baton.
I think cop glasses just sound cooler, and that's pretty much what everybody calls them.
Yeah, you
like the cop shades?
You a cop?
I don't think anybody's ever asked me that when I'm wearing aviators. Ever.
Well, obviously you are if you're wearing aviators.
Obviously.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's New Music Tuesday, Shiny Toy Guns. What do we got?
TJ says, most excellent, my friends. Most excellent.
Most excellent.
Yes, Kelson says, it's all right. I think I might like it better if I was in a different mood.
So get in a different mood.
So that means means she likes it. He likes it. I don't know.
I think you had a good example, Mitch. It was a 16 candles kind of moment,
right?
Song.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I feel like I would like this better if I was in a montage shopping at the mall.
Okay. I feel like this. That was like the end of the movie when everything was going right.
Even though the lyrics are totally not that, because it's talking about like waiting, always waiting for you, because never there.
No, like okay, so she's in the room and she's in her room and she's like, oh, if only he would show up outside with his car and we could ride off into the sunset together. And then, so that song is playing, and then all of a sudden he's there and it's perfect.
So she's laying across her bed and like her head's upside down.
It's a 2-story house and she's just kind of peeking out the window and she sees the car roll up in front and like, oh, he came.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
That was that scene.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We got some gems for you this morning. So
Jesse says, dig. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm digging it. I'm liking the new stuff. That's the first single off their brand new record that's going to be out this year. And it's about time. Yeah. We've needed some new shiny for a while. So
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, I haven't pre-read this. So Thebe says, you were just capping on bronies for listening to Erasure, Depeche Mode,
etc.
This is no different. Did you give Will the info on BronyCon?
BronyCon, yeah. I've actually started a new one for other dudes, all right, that want to be tough and cool, but love Rainbow Bright.
Ooh.
Rainbows. Yeah, we're dudes who love Rainbow Bright and Purple Rain.
You have bumper stickers.
So we have bumper stickers. Yeah, it's just a rainbow. I put one on my car this morning.
There is nothing
totally
demasculinizing about liking Prince.
No. It's Purple Rain.
Prince is awesome.
Yeah, Purple Rain. We're Purple Rain Bros. Static. Hello.
Hey, Steve-o.
Hey, Sterling.
Hey, I tell you, at least when I'm listening to some Blondie now.
Yeah. I like that. All right, there you go. We got a dig, and now he wants to go listen to Blondie. Yeah, I kind of hear what Thebes is saying. It does sound a little 80s, like new wave-ish. But
well, Thebes doesn't like anything that's not like 1989 metalcore.
Maybe he'll be satisfied with some Ethan Luck, because he's kind of into like the ska, right?
I hope.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Nate on Facebook says, meh, it's catchy, but that's all.
It's catchy. Your radio, it's catchy, but bury it.
Yeah.
You know.
JD says, I feel like cruising in a Miata with the top down.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go. And then Jeff, dig, totally on par for this band.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to hear that their new stuff is decent, because Cara Faye's been absent from the band for many a moon, and now the original singer back, so that's always fun.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. New Music Tuesday, we're going to keep it going. What do you want to do now?
We can switch it up and do the ska.
All right, you want to... Ethan Luck... First of all, amazing dude.
Yeah.
Drummer for Reliant K, former guitar player in the OC Supertones and Demon Hunter, and a plethora of other bands.
I like how those three bands that he's been in are like
all amazing.
Completely different styles, but all great.
All great. And then this is his solo project, basically, that he did all himself. He's rocking the vocals and the guitars and the drums.
He's calling it Ethan Luck and the High Pressure System.
Yeah, I like that. It's so long, it doesn't even... fit on the computer.
Nope.
So the band is Ethan Luck and the High Pressure System. The song is called Hey Mr. Pharisee. Totally different sound.
Yes.
So we got to know what you think. Dig it or bury it. New Music Tuesday, Static Radio. And the High Pressure System right here on Static Radio. It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think of the new songs, the new old songs. 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Everything sounds like different eras.
I feel like music is starting to revert again back to 90s. Like,
which is totally cool with me.
Yeah, it's as long as they stick to ska and punk rock and not 90s grunge, because I can't stand that music.
Yeah, dude.
My favorite comment on Facebook is from Giovanna. I want to skank to this all the way to Kiva Juice and buy Ethan Luck a smoothie. Cheers. I love ska. That's what she said.
Yes, dude. That's a good comment right there. I like that. That's good.
And if you don't like this, it's because you don't know what ska is. And I'm very against everything.
What? Madeline says kind of sounds like VeggieTales. I got to be honest. That's not wrong.
Kelson says Barry. Jesse says, I don't know what to think. And TG says, the Supertones are back. Booyah!
Kelson, the one that said Barry, isn't that the one who's like, I would like this if I were in a better mood?
Yeah, I think you're just in a really bad mood, Kelson.
That should lift your spirits.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what Ska does.
I seriously am just stoked right now.
Yeah.
I love it, but I'm kind of biased, so I get no say. So, but speaking of Ethan, he'll actually be here August 2nd.
Wow,
so,
that's right.
Drummer for Lion K, going to be coming through town. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be exciting. But yeah. Anyways, keeping it going. New Music Tuesday, 505-338-3700. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you got for us, Billiam?
Well, there, Steve-O. I want to save the newest band for last.
Okay.
So right now I found a new song from Abel.
Okay.
And this is getting more towards the, like, I guess, static radio sound, like the more indie,
okay,
kind of, I don't know, lo-fi hipster thing that we have going on.
So we went from I'm on my bed, two-story house, totally 80 movie scene, to the party scene out in the backyard in the 90s movie, and now we're walking into Urban Outfitters to buy a trendy t-shirt.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Better.
Yeah. The band is called Abel, and we want to know what you think. It's New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it, 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. So called Fire Walk with Me, Static Radio. Good morning. It is New Music Tuesday.
Dun, da, da, da.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bear it.
Phoebe says, Camp Anthem Rock. I don't know what that means, but there's an exclamation mark, so I said it with excitement. Jesse says, if this is for Urban Outfitters, then I just bought that shirt. That said, dig.
Yep. Does it have a Thundercats logo on it? Because I'm sure it does.
I know.
Or something cool from my childhood that they are re-bringing out.
Madeline says, dig it. Kelson says, I'm not in a bad mood. Really?
Sounds like it.
You're not convincing me with those capped locks. I just wanted to hear something a bit heavier. Song is epic. Keep it.
Nice.
Benny says, dig. Yeah. Keep it. We're on a roll. I do indeed diggeth this.
Nice.
Nate.
Way to bring out the new King James.
Yeah, or just King.
Yeah, just King James.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Giovanna says, excellent groove. Metalicious.
Metalicious.
I was bobbing my head before the first verse was over, but it is a little repetitive.
Okay.
Repetitive. Still dig it.
Still a dig. There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Help us decide on the new music. And we got one more for you, actually.
We do.
I've never heard of this band.
I actually found this band through Ethan Luck.
No way!
Mm-hmm. This band is friends of his.
Okay.
And it's their pretty new project that they're getting going. They just put out an EP, which bands seem to put out EPs more than full-length albums these
right?
days.
Right? Yeah.
Because I'm just going to say because it's cheaper, probably.
And they write 5 or 6 songs at a time, and so they're like, let's just put these out now because we don't want to wait 1.5 years for the entire record to come out, and then those songs be old.
Yeah, and by the time you wait for the year, and then you're sick of playing those songs, you're like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Eh. Or you realize you don't like what you wrote or something.
Because mm-hmm.
most songwriters are like, oh, you like that album? I hate that album.
Yeah.
That was our first one or something.
Music is an art form and it's constantly evolving and changing. And even as an artist, you are constantly changing and refreshing your sound. And so, yeah, hopefully. Exactly. Hopefully, you're right. Hopefully, Linkin Park.
Or you're John Schlitt.
So here it is. Brand new artist to the Static Airwaves. They're called General Ghost. Song's called Give Me to the Waves Now. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. There. General Ghost. Give Me to the Waves Now. What were you saying, Mitch?
I was going to say his voice is beautiful.
There you go.
That's what I was really saying.
I know. You really were. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it.
Got a lot of comments.
A lot of comments on that one.
Nina says, now that's more like it. Applause from the gray hair section.
All right.
So that's good. Jessica says, loving it, digging it. Celia says, almost reminds me of Amberlynn. And then Nate said the same thing.
Really?
Amberlynn just caught the indie wave.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it because he's like a higher octave or something?
I think they're just paying attention to the vocals, and Steven sings higher.
Yeah.
Not always.
Steven has one, and I'm, of course, biased, but I think he's got one of the more distinct voices in, like, the industry. He's got a really different voice.
It's hard to
imitate Steven.
Yeah.
It's like high and wispy and solid at the same time.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that new Tuesday. I'm not going to lie. When he was in town, I got to hear a little bit of the new record.
I'm still upset about that because I didn't get to hear it.
Man, it is brilliant. I'm going to say it's the best Amberlynn I've ever heard, but yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard it yet. Thanks.
I know. Sorry.
Hmm.
Way to rub
it in. Yeah. You're welcome.
Whatever.
Welcome. Velcro.
Madeline says, favorite yet. Jesse says, meh, dig, I guess. Jesse. Kelson says, dig.
Hey, way to get in a better mood, Kelson.
Yeah.
So grumpy all the time. Man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think about all the music you heard today on New Music Tuesday. And right now, we do this every week with Billiam, the music director. And so we want to know, Billiam, dig him or bury him? Because he's kind of vying for his job right now with the music selections that he picks every week.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, it's like, every Tuesday morning, I kind of have to prove why you have me here. It's like, man, I hope I find something good this week. I don't want to lose my job.
This is so awesome. No, we love Billiam. No, you do not have to put that on Facebook.
No, go for it. I'm curious.
Yeah, we want to know what
Let
you think.
Let the truth be spoketh.
Exactly. Dig him or bury Billiam, our music director, and afternoons host from 2 to 6 on Cruise Control. Mitch put it, man.
Yeah.
Mitch put it. I'm just going to say dig. And since I'm the program director, that kind of wins.
Yes.
So there you go. There you go. You got at least 6 more days. I'm just kidding.
Until next week.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. We got to take a quick break. But coming back, we're going to talk about this BronyCon, Rainbros, the debacle that is men
back
right now.
This madness.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling I'll have a lot to contribute to that.
Okay, good.
All of my manly qualities.
Yeah, your man stash is pretty amazing. So we're going to talk about that. Yeah.
Sick.
All right. Coming back with that, it's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is an accident on I-40 East at 4th Street, so careful around that area, as well as another accident on Pan American at Jefferson, which is in construction. So that's right here. That's sad. I guess that's really good traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. And, man, ready to have the discussion. That's right.
I like that.
That
We're in unison.
Yeah.
More and more and more dudes looking like ladies.
Is it wrong that this was like my favorite song when I was a little kid?
No, because it's Aerosmith, and I'm not going to lie. Loved me some Aerosmith.
What's up, Steven Tyler?
Yeah. Joe Perry. Good band.
Yeah.
Those guys were great.
Yeah.
I say were. I don't know.
I bet Steven Tyler likes Rainbow Bright.
Really?
Sure.
Do you think he's a rainbow?
He's a pretty flashy dude.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. He can get away with it, I guess, kind of.
I guess.
The number of men buying women's beauty products for themselves has gone up 76% in the last 2 years. And, we're talking skincare products like cleansers, moisturizers, eye creams. We're also talking makeup, and one reason why, bronies. My Little Pony made its way back like a Transformers, G.I. Joe, Thundercats, a lot of cool cartoons from the 80s came back. Rainbow Bright. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. It's the name of a new cartoon for My Little Pony, and apparently it's awesome. At least according to some 4,000 men and boys who showed up to the Meadowlands Exposition Center for BronyCon Summer 2012. Dudes who like My Little Pony. Makes sense, right? Bronies?
Bronies.
I don't know. I don't know. So he says, you know, I thought about what people would say. It's creepy. It's weird. It's a show for little girls. I get all that. But the truth is, it's just a great show. The storyline, the plot, the beautiful animation.
Beautiful animation?
Questionable.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this, to be completely honest.
I don't think they're real. Like, it bothers me because it's not normal.
Dude, outside the convention center, young men danced and sang songs from My Little Pony that blasted from loudspeakers as a video screen on a large truck showed the show's characters. One observer said it almost felt like a Grateful Dead concert. What?
Don't understand.
Really?
I'm glad I never went to Grateful Dead concerts then.
Inside, vendors sold stuffed ponies, pony accessories, pony signs, pony hats, just about every pony item imaginable, and people ponied up their cash. Anyone?
Pony up.
Anyone?
I get it.
Yeah.
Did they have the American pony car there?
What?
The Mustang.
No. Oh, no, I get didn't. It.
Because that means men were there, because it was a muscle car that was vacant and absent, and instead were bronies.
Separating
I'm sorry, the I can't
men,
help
the
it.
The men from bronies.
The men from the bronies.
There are way too many jokes to be made.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. Rain Bros is what I'm gonna start calling them. That's our new club. Rain Bros. We're bros.
Well, can we have outfits?
We dig rainbows. Well, they already did, apparently. If you look at this photo,
oh, yeah.
Dale, maybe. Proud My Little Pony fan, rocked his shiny blue bodysuit, yellow lightning bolt, blue wings, and a blue tail to prove it.
You know, that is not against our dress code here.
It is not?
No.
Wow.
I'm going to look for sparkly bodysuits now.
Yeah, dude.
That's awful. Awful news.
Many people are becoming bronies, and they are disturbed by the negative images some people have about men who like the show. Quote, there are a lot of people who, when they first hear about men watching a show for little girls, they're taken to a creepy place. Yeah. Yes, we are. I'm one of them. They think that there's something wrong with this, something devious about it, and I think it's unfortunate. You don't have to have bad intentions to like little girls or to like the things they like. Okay.
Wait, what? Can you reread that sentence?
That's a quote. I'm going to quote it one more time. I don't think you have to have bad intentions to like little girls or to like the things they like. And it's upsetting me that people jump to those conclusions.
It's upsetting me that quote.
I think it's unfair to men, and I think it's unfair to girls.
That quote is upsetting me. Billiam can't even say anything.
I don't know what to say to that. It's.
I think that statement proves our worries.
Yeah. Did I mention it was in New Jersey?
What does that have to do with
it? It's a Jersey
anything?
Thing.
We had many comments on here why people like the show. Dudes in particular, why they enjoyed it. It's colorful and innocent, which is something I don't have in my life. The 26-year-old Sam's Club worker said, I like the community away from the show. Yeah, yeah. He's 26 years old, lives at home with his mom, and works at Sam's Club.
Mom, did you move my little ponies?
Apparently, somebody on Facebook said, hey, I got a friend who's a dude who loves the show, says there's nothing wrong with it, and we need to check out the show before we judge it. I remember, you know, it was a popular one, and I'm going to say this, and I'm willing to bet $5 that Billiam actually liked this show. Powerpuff Girls.
Bubbles is my favorite.
Yes.
Exactly. Did like Powerpuff Girls.
I knew it.
Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup.
I knew that was going to happen. I totally didn't watch that show, but Mojo Jojo was my favorite.
Well, hang on. All right, so.
Let's be honest here.
Would this be as weird if there was like a G.I. Joe convention that a bunch of girls went to?
Like G.I. Jane's?
Okay, now you're advocating for this.
I'm just trying to take a fair perspective.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. BronyCon 2012 just went down in New Jersey. Dudes rocking My Little Pony.
I never watched
it. Something wrong with it? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, so Zoe, is that the one that said that?
Yes.
Zoe is the one that mentioned the comment that, hey, but before we start judging bronies, we ought to check out My Little Pony, because she said, I heard from a generally reputable dude
that it was actually a decent show. And then I thought, I really did, because of their ginormous eyeballs, I thought of Powerpuff Girls. And I know a lot of dudes who are into Powerpuff Girls. Dudes.
I never watched it.
Of reputable esteem. So
that's me.
That's you.
Woo.
Mustache man. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you
My
a brony?
My Little Pony and Powerpuff Girls are actually made by the same lady.
Stop it right now. It's their huge eyes. Really?
Yep.
Well, there you go. So does that mean we're supposed to start watching it now? Oh, you're right. They look like Powerpuff Girls with horse bodies and wings. Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense at all?
No.
Really? Okay, so are you a brony?
No, not exactly, but I watched the cartoon.
Okay. Okay. Is it on the same level as, say, Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, it's a different kind of humor. It's a little more girly than Powerpuff Girls was, if you can believe that. But
okay. Okay. I can believe it, because Powerpuff Girls, I feel like, wasn't really a girly cartoon. Because between that and Dexter's Lab, I mean,
I love Dexter's
Lab. Let's be honest, those were some fantastic shows right there. All right, man. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. So apparently we just found something new. The new My Little Pony made from the creators of Powerpuff Girls. You're going to go home and watch it, aren't you?
I'm curious.
I know. In like 20 minutes, we're going to walk into his office, and he's going to be rocking it on YouTube. I know it.
I think we should.
I kind of feel like we need to do this.
We should have a viewing party in the conference room on this one.
All of us together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
See,
all the Rain Bros, we're getting back together.
You found this story, and now they have won you over. I think this is it. This is what they do.
They have not won me over.
Yeah, they're almost there. You found out it was from the makers of Powerpuff Girls, and now...
Powder?
Power?
Power.
I didn't watch it.
Powerpuff.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
It was fantastic.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? It was about superheroes.
What's wrong with them?
They beat up talking monkeys.
What were you watching in absence of Powerpuff Girls?
I watched Rocket Power.
I don't even know what that is.
And I watched... This was like in high school for me, though.
Well, really? I was like 7 when it came out, so... I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So that's my excuse.
Was that it? Was that it?
It's like 7.
Oh, okay.
Teen.
Plus 10.
Stop it! No, I was not!
Yeah, you were.
Oh, man. You are killing me. All right. So I don't know if the brony debate will ever be decided, but...
No.
We may have to watch this for ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
William. Sparkle power.
Sparkle power!
I don't know what that means.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch, now with 50% more estrogen.
Yoo-hoo, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey, buzzy, clicky. Wake up! Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning!
Hello!
It is Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Welcome to Static Radio and the 9 o'clock hour, which means welcoming our dear friend, Pastor Scott Tom.
Hi.
Hey, man.
Grateful, thankful.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It is July 3rd.
It is.
Are you doing anything special for the explosion of fireworks tomorrow?
I am not.
That's what I call it. It's Independence Day.
Yeah. You know, I never really got into that as a kid. Never got
what?
Into the...
The fireworks?
Really? No.
All I want to do is see things explode.
Really?
Yeah.
I did.
That's funny.
I messed around with things. You know how you made, you know...
Rockets.
Out of cans. And I did that when I was younger, but I never really got into the fireworks too much.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Fireworks are cool. Yeah. Whoa. We were in Disneyland last year for the 4th of July. So we're talking fireworks, right?
Yeah,
and there was a gajillion people there. I counted. And while everybody was, you know, staring straight up at the sky, like crook-necked, we were sneaking by them to go ride all the rides because there was no line. So it's like, do you guys want to watch fireworks? And they're like, okay, we'll watch like 3. Okay, let's go. And so we're like, Star Tours, get to Star Tours. Nobody's in line. So literally, like, that was the best. So I loved fireworks for that reason. It was a distraction for everyone else so we could sneak by and jump on rides.
That's amazing.
With no line.
That's really smart.
I just never, I don't know. I get them. It's cool.
I love fireworks.
Really?
Yeah, but what that was really smart.
What about fireworks do you love?
The pollution.
The trees that are going to be caught on fire.
Yeah.
What else?
What's happening to the like to the ozone layer?
Uh-huh.
It's mostly what I love about fireworks.
Cool.
So
I love the cancer I developed when I was 7 years old thanks to the smoke I was inhaling from the snakes.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. Specifically. Yeah. I also love the people who just brought that in. Steve just walked by with some Krispy Kreme donuts, so we will have to go accordingly.
Yeah.
Munch on those here in a second. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. 4th of July, it's cool, but I don't think anybody really, how many people really like think about it as like, man, this is the day we won our independence from the British.
It wasn't even like that day.
It wasn't?
No, they signed the Declaration of Independence like at the end of June.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know that your world is over. I understand.
What?
Yeah, no, they didn't sign it on the 4th. They
it's
all
not
signed
what
it
I
on,
was taught they, in APS.
They all signed it on different days, and then I think the last person was added years later.
This is killing me.
I'm sorry.
So America's not really America?
America.
America?
Yeah, America. It's not the America I knew, man.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything, you know? Like...
No, nothing special. I'll be creating my own fire on the grill.
Ah, I like
there
that.
There you go.
Do you guys have service on Wednesdays normally?
Normally we do.
But you're off.
Yeah.
All right.
We just said shut it down. And
I like that.
And
we
be with
too.
Your family, yeah. You know, type thing. There's nothing wrong with having the service on that day.
Absolutely
but,
not.
But yeah, we just said everybody, hey, be with your family and hang out. And I'm working on a special project, so I'm trying to get extra time.
High five. What are you working on? What are you doing?
I'm working on a book, actually.
Oh!
So.
Okay. Very cool.
I take back my high five, because my arm is sore, because I'm actually working on a project. We're putting in tile in our home.
That's what
I thought you were talking about.
Oh, well.
Manual labor?
That's not manual labor. You're thinking and putting it to paper.
You're thinking.
I'm remodeling my son's kitchen.
Ooh, that works.
How about that?
I'm not going to lie. That sucks.
We were just going to do the, the doors.
Because uh-huh.
he bought a house that was a bank repo.
A fixer-upper.
But the guy went through angry at the bank and slammed the walls and punched holes in the cabinet. And
what a jerk.
So we've been coming through fixing all that. And, we wanted to go through. And so it was, okay, we're just going to do the doors. And then it became the face frames. And then I'm building all new cabinets. So from scratch, we're
you
building
win.
Cabinets.
No, you win. That's a man adventure right there.
So we're doing that. It's taken me a long time, though. I'm like one of those nightmare contractors.
Yeah.
They're probably going to call in, my son's probably going to call in one of these guys to come fix the place, after I'm done. But.
Dude, no.
Homes on homes. Well, dude, he said it'd be done in 6 weeks. It's like 6 years now. Come on, Dad, I love you, but
so now you know how to build cabinets, because that was the next thing my wife wanted to do, was get new cabinets. So now you can help us, too. See, that's what happens. I learned that one yesterday. We're tearing up carpet, and we're tearing out the linoleum because we're going to put tile in. And actually, Mitch and her husband came and helped us paint and everything. And so now it's like, oh, cool, you know how to do these things now. So when it comes time for us, then, I'll have experience. It's like,
yep.
Yay.
They're indebted to us now.
We are forever. Forever indebted. Yep. That's the way that it works. That's the way servanthood works, is you really write it down. Write down a list of every time you help somebody, and then
you
call on them. I'm pretty sure that was called The Godfather Part 1.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And
so.
There's going to come a time when you will need my services and vice versa and all that.
During part 2.
That's how the mafia works.
Yeah.
Not Jesus.
Okay.
Just so you know. Just trying to help you.
I'm just letting you should know that you should just want to help us out.
It's the family,
Yeah, exactly. It's not like a kindness of your heart. It's like, there's going to come a day when we're going to call upon you for your services.
You come to me and you act like you don't owe me anything. For your family and for everything else that we've done for you. I can't keep it straight.
It's terrible.
I know it was, huh? It's been a long time since I did that. Marlon Brando. I used to nail him.
Oh, man. That is hilarious. So, anyways. You're writing a book.
Yeah.
Can you not talk about it yet?
I'm not.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay. You don't have to talk about it. Pastor Scott's on with us.
We are doing a purity seminar.
Yes, we are. In July.
We're in July. So the 21st, it's only like 3 weeks away.
We're in July.
It's only like 3 weeks away. Wow. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the word out because signups are kind of slow, which is usual for Albuquerque. But,
Dude,
but this is something on Saturday the 21st. I mean, they're going to have teaching and testimonies and guest speakers and dinner and gifts and connecting. They're connecting with the girls. There's time is sharing, so it's really going to be a pretty awesome one. I have nothing really to do with it. It's all organized by the girls, and so
I'm excited, man.
It's going to be good.
I'm excited to be a part of it, and you know, this last weekend actually, I got to hang out with a couple and talk about this very thing, a married couple, and how to deal with it, and my wife as well, as far as how the female can handle it, because I think when it comes to purity and when it comes to lust, when it comes to these issues, women and men differ on not just the response, but on the issue itself, and it was great to get to sit down with this couple this last weekend and talk about, you know, from the men's perspective. And there's a lot of women out there who don't, I would say understand or even know that the issue and how big of a deal it is as far as, man, purity and as far as lust, as far as all of these issues. And so I'm excited to be there from the male's perspective, the male point of view, and it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. So that's going down in just a few short weeks. And crossfellowship.org for signups.
You can sign up. You can pay right there. Or you can sign up and pay at the door type of thing.
Okay.
And if you have somebody or somebody wants to go and they can't pay, actually a lot of people stepped up and paid for girls.
So, that's cool.
You know, paid for their entrance into the, you know, the purity seminar. So There's a lot of folks behind it saying, hey, we want to support it.
Yeah.
Just need to get the word out.
Dude, right on. So that's going down this month. And coming up, I want to talk about something going down at a restaurant in Pennsylvania. And some complaints going on and back and forth. And we'll get to it here in just a few. But Pastor Scott's on with us, crossfellowship.org. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
In the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
I agree. It's pretty terrific.
It's pretty amazing. It's us. We're talking about ourselves.
Welcome to Static Radio with Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
9:22 now, July 3rd. Don't forget tomorrow, Freedom Celebration right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Fireworks display, hangout, fun times, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Are you going to be here? You going to be hanging?
Yeah.
Going to be throwing it down?
Probably be around.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about you?
I'm probably going to be asleep on the concrete at my house, ripping out all the tile and the linoleum right now. And
you have a full day ahead of you.
Yeah, So, I don't know. We shall see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I know if I don't get it done, there's going to be fireworks at home. Not the cool, fun kind. Like the crazy, Yeah. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque. Steve, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. I just wanted to call and tell you guys one of my dad's co-worker's wife has slipped and fell.
Oh,
and,
you're always just bringing the joy to the show, Matthew.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Mitch?
Good. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing pretty good. I missed the show yesterday. I slept in.
Dude, here's the deal. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can podcast us.
Very true. You can listen to it.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember my birthday one, man. That was pretty good.
There you go, man.
Hey, can I get a song request this morning?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I still have you guys play House of Gold.
House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Yep.
We can do that.
Okay, thank you, Steve-O. Thank you, Mitch.
All right.
Thank you, Manana.
All right, Matthew.
Bye-bye.
Later. Good kid right there. Good kid. Speaking of good kids, good kid to my left. Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship.
Hello.
Hey, man.
You know, I could have been somebody. Could have been Senator Corleone. Could have been Governor Corleone.
You've been working.
Instead of a bum. That's what I am.
That's a pretty good brando.
A little bit better? Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. You've been working on it. Like, the whole time we were playing music, you were just, like, talking to yourself. Like,
I'm
mumbling.
I'm talking myself into it.
I'm like, more gauze. Put more gauze in your mouth.
More gauze.
Please.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I got up and was just praying and was just thanking God that spiders don't fly. You know?
What?
Just.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man came out today.
Yeah, I'm just thankful spiders don't fly, though.
Why?
In reality. Do you want flying spiders?
Cockroaches fly. Cockroaches fly.
The most random thing ever, though. I'm waiting.
I'd almost rather.
Waiting for a punchline.
No punchline. That's it. I'm just, I was sitting there. There's a big spider. And I'm, thank God they don't fly, man.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, because that'd be creepy, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it would. Actually, look at this. Bit by a spider.
Ow.
Yeah, like 3 days ago. Two little marks, and it's not going away. I'm starting to get nervous.
There's a line.
Clay Schroff, stop it.
How could you tell there's a line there?
I know, right? That's the problem. I got bit on my big old tattoo arm, and it's like,
It's only dangerous if it turns blue or green.
Yeah, yeah, great.
You can't tell.
I can kind of see.
I can't see anything. I can't tell.
You're dying.
It's kind of puffy. Clay Schroff, friend of the show from the Aspen Project, he got bit.
Yeah.
He ended up in the hospital, so I'm like, great, dude.
Dang it.
Should probably take care of this. Static!
Good morning!
Good morning!
I have a question for the pastor.
Yeah!
Before you get into your new topic, I think a few weeks ago you all were talking about the authenticity of the Bible.
Yeah!
And he recommended some books that would be good to research.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to write the titles down at that time. And then I had to go to Israel. But now I'm back.
You had to go to Israel.
What a bummer.
You are so not cool right now.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's like the one place in the universe I've always wanted to go. I've never been.
Israeli tourism terrorist. Oh,
man.
Anyway. In studying my Bible, I wanted to know if I could get those titles. He recommended a couple of books, I think, if he remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Introduction to the Bible by Dr. Geisler and Nix.
That's it.
And again, you can go to our website because our radio program, No Other mm-hmm. Doctrine. Mm-hmm. If you go to nootherdoctrine.org and go to the articles page, there's a book list there. And that, and I have, I don't know how many hundreds of books there that I recommend in certain categories. But
okay.
One of the best is Introduction to the Bible by Geisler and Nix, because they cover everything from the Apocrypha, why don't Protestants recognize that, to how did we get the Bible. So, really good stuff.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Higher learning right there.
There you go.
Higher learning. I love it. Well, we do have a topic today.
What's the topic?
It's a good one.
What's the topic?
It's a good one.
What's the topic?
We're not there yet.
Not yet.
Oh.
Columbia, Lancaster County. You know where Columbia is?
Columbia, Ohio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Okay. For more than a year now, the Prude Home Lost Cajun Kitchen. They've offered a Sunday special. Diners who bring in a current church bulletin receive 10% off the purchase of their dinner. But the promotion has rubbed some people the wrong way, including John Wolf. He is an atheist and a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who he said he's never been to, had never been to the restaurant. But he recently filed a complaint with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, claiming the 22-year-old restaurant should not give discounts based on religion. He says, quote, "I bear them no ill will, but they shouldn't be pushing religion." The restaurant's co-owner, Sharon Prudhomme, says she's not about ready to pull the plug on this deal, which was designed to drum up business. She says many in the community, including pastors, ministers, are regular customers to the place. And she said, hey, how can I boost our Sunday sales for dinner? And thought, well, you know what? A lot of people go to church who come in throughout the week. And so if you bring a church bulletin, you get the discount.
Hmm.
She says she doesn't care if you really go to church or not. She told the atheist, why don't you just stop in a church and get a church bulletin and get the discount and stop complaining? But, of course, they didn't like that answer. And so they have taken it to wherever they've taken it to, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. And so the question is, when stuff like this comes up, because let's be honest, more and more often lately, it seems like these type of issues are coming up. Oh, man, you're pushing your religion on me. You can't discriminate. You're not allowed to do this. Here's this restaurant who says, hey, on Sundays, we're going to offer you a discount if you bring in a church bulletin. Is that really, and I'm being fairly asking this truly, is that pushing religion on someone by offering a 10% discount if you have a church bulletin in any way?
Man.
It's a good one, right?
What's their menu like?
No, I mean, it's Cajun.
It's Cajun.
Louisiana-style food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just these guys, man, get a life.
Yeah,
worried
dude.
About people bringing their bulletin. Is it pushing religion? No, I wouldn't think so. Are they saying that you have to have a Christian bulletin? I mean, could it be a bulletin from any place of worship? I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
So if Kurt, I don't know if Scientology has bulletins or not. Never been there. But
me neither.
But don't they have we talked about this earlier. Aren't they making the Church of Atheism in England?
Which is kind of ironical. Yes.
They can't have a church.
Yes, the cathedral, because they're building a cathedral for the Church of Atheism or whatever it's called. What's it called? He's part of it. Yeah, I don't know. He's part of a not church, but it's a church. The Freedom From Religion people.
The Freedom From Religion with their worship song, No One Loves Me.
So. Yeah, he says that he doesn't care about the churchgoers or the restaurant discount. His interest is in social justice and tolerance.
Oh, man.
And he gets a little annoyed at all the religiosity. He says he was born a German Jew and was a devout Catholic from age 10 to 16. Became an atheist about 15 years ago when he became dismayed at all the religious right. He said the complaint against them isn't as much about the actual discount. It's the bigger picture of what's happening in this country. Quote, I'd just be happy to bring this out in the open and get people to reflect a little bit. But here's the thing, as we talk about tolerance, people mm-hmm. say they want tolerance, they want justice, but then when we as Christians come out with something, they say we are being intolerant and therefore slam it, but isn't that just as much intolerant as anything else? Or am I just looking too deeply?
No, you're absolutely right. The problem with this is the whole idea of tolerance. They've tried to redefine the whole word because this is a passive-aggressive tactic that they use.
Yeah.
They're trying to say, well, you're not being loving. Well, you're not either. Because
right.
you're not, you're
right.
not, you're doing the same thing that you're accusing other people of. Tolerance doesn't mean that you don't allow something. It means you do allow it and you tolerate it. Tolerance means that you may disagree with somebody, but you allow them to hold their point of view.
Right.
Or to do their activity as long as it's not illegal or damaging.
Right.
And for them to step up and say, well, this is about tolerance, that's the whole thing. You're trying to be bigoted. Bigoted means that I only want my way spoken or my philosophy taught.
Yeah.
And that's the difference there. They won't allow this to come up, and so when they say this is about tolerance, they're actually being intolerant because they won't
tolerate?
they disagree with it and don't want it to be heard.
Yeah,
don't want it to be that activity to be there. So that's the antithesis of tolerance.
Tolerance itself.
This is a passive aggressive technique that they use all the time because people don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they do this type of thing, ad hominem attacks, attack the person. You know, the people that you're not loving, you're not. So instead of dealing with the argument itself,
yeah.
And so they shut people down. And Christians are like, oh, we want to be loving, we want to be tolerant, and so and we don't know how to deal with it oftentimes.
Yeah,
but it's the exact same thing that they're doing. They accuse the Christians of.
Yeah, No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, an atheist filed a complaint over in Lancaster County over a restaurant's church bulletin discount. Apparently, if you bring in a church bulletin on Sunday, you receive a 10% discount on the purchase of the dinner. And John Wolf, a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, filed a complaint with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission claiming that the restaurant shouldn't give discounts based on religion. He says, I bear them no ill will, but they shouldn't be pushing religion. He says, you know, hey, a senior discount isn't bad. You know, that's cool, but we won't all become churchgoers. So, you know, you shouldn't be doing that because it's for one specific audience. That's not fair. You're being intolerant.
Well, what about the discount that, you know, they'll give to, for example, gays or lesbians? Do they come against that?
Right.
On a certain day that Disneyland opens the... you know, the park to
or what about
lesbian
or armed forces? Not everybody is in armed forces.
Or armed forces,
yeah.
And we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be pushing a person's lifestyle, whether it be military or whether it be, you know, gay or lesbian. Did they come out against that?
No, because that would be intolerant.
that would be intolerant, wouldn't it?
You know. So yeah,
and so you see the same type of thing. So all this is guilt complex, man.
Yeah. What do you think, Mitch?
I agree. It's, yeah. It's a guilt. No, honestly, I'm sitting here like picking at my fingernails like, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Dude, what he said.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're just trying to make you feel guilty. They're not really, they're seeing their side of the story and no one else's.
Well, yeah, and that's it. And it's very interesting. Anytime somebody pushes the idea of tolerance and being intolerant and then themselves are, you know, being bullies and intolerant, it's frustrating, but yeah.
And that's what I find in most conversations when I'm talking to someone about God or just, you know, a friend, they don't want to see the other side of the story. They just want to talk, and they don't want to listen.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's just their main complex.
Those are called quarrels, and it's not really to have a discussion.
Yeah,
it's truly
it doesn't, exactly. It doesn't end up as a discussion.
Right. I'm constantly reminded of Jeremiah 29 because God, you know, makes a promise there that if you seek me earnestly, you will find me. And so even those who are outright against, I take a look at somebody like Lee Strobel, who's a lawyer who made a case. All right, I'm going to make a case against God, and I'm going to prove that Jesus isn't real. And in turn, this atheist lawyer is now a rockin' believer, man. Yeah,
yeah,
writing a bunch of books. And it's amazing when you search for something, when you seek it, God is there, and he promises he's there. And if you earnestly seek him, you will find him. The problem is, you're right, everybody wants to argue their point, and no one's willing to discuss it and actually, take a second and think about it. Because, yeah, but I just can't stand this person. Well, what does that person have to do with Jesus? I can't stand the way the church does this.
Exactly.
You mean the humans that do that? What does that have to do with Jesus?
Right.
And so, yeah, I think we need to definitely take a look at stuff like that. I saw the story and just couldn't help but talk about it, because it gets frustrating anytime somebody yells about tolerance and then themselves is just being intolerant.
Intolerant.
Yeah. Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. All the details at crossfellowship.org. Got some Josh Garrels on the way. Right now, the vocal few. It's Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Car crash of my life. Static Radio.
Hello.
Good morning. 9:48 now. Just about out of time.
We are.
Which is crazy.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Fast
joining
show.
Us every Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. And before we go, you have something very special coming up this month that I want to talk about real quick.
Okay.
The Purity Seminar.
Oh, the Purity Seminar, yeah.
Or conference.
We talked about it at the beginning of the show a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, the 21st.
For ladies.
For ladies 13 years old and up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only $10. It's from 4 to 8 o'clock. And it's put on by, actually, my daughters.
Yeah.
And so it's not from a man's perspective. I won't be there, although they're going to get some studies by me on the whole topic.
Yeah.
And it's not just, hey, don't do it because you're going to get STDs, you know?
Right.
It's called a divine romance because it's like, hey, it's not about a list of do's and don'ts. It's about a divine romance. And that's where your worth is at. That's where your life is at. And even though you may find a boyfriend, eventually get married, only the relationship with God is for all eternity.
Right.
And so that's what they're focusing in on in building relationships with other girls. And even girls who, let's say they've stumbled and they're not pure in the sense of, you know, sexually. But you can reestablish that. You can reestablish or begin
a new
that
covenant,
divine romance.
Right? Yeah.
And so they're even going to talk about that. They've got some... I mean, these are all girls that are coming in, so it's going to be raw.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to share their testimony, and some of these testimonies will rip your heart out.
Right.
But they're going to also talk about how God healed, how God redeemed the situation, and how awesome he can be.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And all that love and giving yourself away and doing all this to try to get that love, it can really only be found in Christ.
Yeah.
And so, and Steve-O's going to be there. They're going to have a segment where it's kind of like Ask the Guy.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be pretty blunt. So I'm looking forward to it. I've been studying already and preparing and just little things that God has put on my heart for it. But dude, yeah. So yeah. I'm excited. A few weeks away. And so still time to get in on it. Crossfellowship.org.
Crossfellowship.org. Go to the events section, Divine Romance.
Yeah.
You can sign up there. You can pay there. Now, it's only $10. And if you can't pay, we'll pay for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important that you're there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. So,
just shoot us an email or call us. We'll sign you up.
Yeah, there it is. Crossfellowship.org for all the details. As always, Pastor Scott.
Man, thanks, you guys are so great, man. you're hilarious.
Do you want to leave with some words of wisdom from the Godfather?
Oh, no.
No?
Put me on the spot.
No.
No.
Your Brando's fantastic. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. It's really good. I thought he was in studio with us. I was looking around.
It's like, whoa, dude. Thought that guy was gone. But he's still with us. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Leave him alone.
Keep trying.
I can't do it. I'm laughing. Yeah. Maybe you should have him come on do the traffic report sometime.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Traffic brought to you by, you know, the Dom. No, that's terrible. Huh? Because I can't. I keep smiling because you got to pretend.
You got to pretend like
you've got your cheek stuffed.
Just
full
cotton ball.
And I can't. So smiling. So
dude,
sorry.
So that's it. Tomorrow, 4th of July, Freedom Celebration going down right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. All the details at mystaticradio.com. Mitch.
That's
it.
Hey.
We're out.
Yes, we are.
Until tomorrow when we talk about three things over the course of 4 hours because it's a vacation day.
Yes.
And so we're going to be limited in our hanging out with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, but it'll be cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
So there it is.
So see you tomorrow?
I guess.
Okay.
You want to try and do a Godfather impression? You've never seen it, huh?
Nope, never seen it.
Gosh.
I just feel like they all just have like New York accents or like Boston accents.
Boston accents.
I don't know.
They're from Italy. They were from Sicily.
Right, New York.
His family was from Sicily, Italy.
Right,
some cods.
Yeah,
it was shocking.
This is awful.
Give me some coffee and some in my water.
Yeah,
you're supposed to leave people wanting more. You don't want them to leave. We want them to come back tomorrow.
I can't help you with this.
Wow.
I'll go watch The Godfather.
Okay.
And then I'll report back.
There you go.
We'll have bad impression morning.
Yeah. There you go. I like that. Yeah, we're out. Adrian in next. And if you missed part of the morning show, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can check the podcast and all of the wonderfulness that we talked about today.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Connect to a hotspot.